This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. While some may scoff, bats have benefits. You may not feel that way as you battle one inside your bedroom. However, before killing it, capture it and set it free. Then look for the place the bats are coming in and seal it up. My husband laughed at me. After he caught a bat at 1 a.m., he had me holding it in a covered pot while he threw some clothes on with the intention of tossing it in the garbage can. He realized that was not going to happen as I stood there, pot in hand, scolding the bat, telling him, or her, she's not allowed inside the house. Bats won't suck your blood, but most North American species do prefer to dine on insect pests, particularly blood-sucking mosquitoes. A single bat can eat up to 1,000 mosquito-sized insects every hour, usually eating 6 to 8,000 insects each night. One bat house can hold 25 bats. That's more than 150,000 insects eaten every night. How awesome is that? While the Zika virus isn't here in our northern climes quite yet, still, having a mosquito-eating machine sounds like a pretty good idea to me. I know we're cold now, and the skeeters are gone for the winter, but building a bat house is still a good idea. Oh, and there's another benefit. They're great nighttime pollinators for your garden. Since some bats are threatened with extinction, adding them to your garden is good environmental stewardship. While bats eat thousands of mosquitoes, many birds will eat mosquitoes too. Barn swallows and purple martins can eat pounds of mosquitoes every day. Robins, mockingbirds, chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers are voracious insect eaters. Attract more bug eaters by installing birdhouses, filling feeders with a variety of seed, supplying a clean source of water, and planting flowers and trees that supply food and shelter. And stop using chemicals. Great gift ideas. I'll have all this and more information with pictures on GardenBite.com. Check out my Garden Bite Facebook page too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.